Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Evening, we're live, first one of the new year, so it's the 4th of January, so happy new year to you all, and wishing you all the best for 2024. What's on the menu? That's the title of today's podcast, inspired by a recent trip to a restaurant / cafe with my children, and we were looking at the menu, deciding what to have, and it was interesting to me. We'd never been there before, and actually, before you even go into the restaurant, you actually look at the menu outside to try and decide whether you're going to go to that restaurant or not, and you base it on what you're seeing on the menu. What is written on the menu is how you base whether you're going to go to that restaurant or not, if you've never been there before. If you've been there before, fine, but there are many times when people go to restaurants having never been to that restaurant before, and I'm going to bring this into an analogy with you as a doctor and patients coming to see you, and you'll always have patients who come by recommendation, just like a restaurant will, but you will also have a lot of people who had never had treatment with you before and don't know anyone who's had treatment with you before, and these people are basically window shopping your restaurant. So you've got to think about what you're putting on the menu, which is basically what you're offering. And the problem with a lot of us, we don't think about that. We don't think about what we're offering on the menu to someone who doesn't know us. We base our practices around word of mouth recommendation and repeat business, which is okay if you're just doing a little bit extra on top of your NHS work, but it's not okay if you want a regular, sustainable stream of patients coming to your private practice, and you want to have a sustainable and predictable income from your private practice. You have to really think about what you've got on the menu to try and attract patients to come and choose your restaurant rather than someone else's menu. Too many people don't think about this. They don't try and differentiate themselves from others, and we don't think about what we're putting on our menu. And often what you'll find that they're doing on the menu is you're having a bit of flatbread and chicken and a salad, but they make it sound nice, don't they? A trio of vegetables with a medley of seasonal fruits and creamed potatoes and words like this to try and make it sound appetizing, making it sound attractive, not to mention the fact that the way the restaurant looks, the lighting, how you're greeted when you come into the restaurant to see if they've got a table. So these things are all really important, and they make a difference on the decision. And you're only going to make a decision whether you've had a good experience or not once you've had the food and eaten the food. But what you realize is you've often paid before you've even got the food. And even if you haven't, you're a captive audience once you've got the food. And so if you're relying on just having good food and you're not thinking about how you're presenting that on the menu and how you're greeting patients when they come to your restaurant, then you're really not got a very good restaurant, basically. You shouldn't be surprised when people are flipping the coin as to decide who they come and see. If the clinic's on Wednesday and that's their day off, they'll come and see you. But if their day off is on a Tuesday, then they'll go and see the guy on Tuesday. And that's how most of us have our private practices, unless people have been to the restaurant before. But those people who haven't been to the restaurant before, they basically phone up the hospital, say, look, I want an appointment on Tuesday, who you got? And that is not a way to grow your private practice. The hospitals probably like it, because the hospitals want you all to be bland and look the same, so that you can, they can just manipulate their fees and have patients coming wanting to come to Spires or the Circles or the whatever the hospital is. But as an individual practitioner, as an individual doctor, it's not good for you if you are bland and you are just having the same offering as all of your colleagues. If you just do endoscopies or knee replacements, or whatever it is you do, Then you are not differentiating yourself, and you are just a restaurant who is basically selling a bread product with some chicken and some balsamic vinegar on top, which doesn't sound great in a very kind of bland and unappetizing way. So think about how you are presenting your offering. What is it that you're offering? You know, what is the thing that you're offering, because it's often not an endoscopy. It's like a it's a peace of mind because you're worried about cancer, or it's a help with you know, being able to eat certain foods and difficulty with spicy foods, or whatever the symptoms people are coming to you with, those symptoms that you're trying to improve. So that is kind of what your menu should say. It should say, you know, you are what you are helping people with. You know, living pain-free, able to exercise, play football with the kids, or whatever, if you do knee replacements, or you know, whatever it is that you do, the transition that you create for people. But not only that, trying to put it in a palatable way that makes it sound appealing and can perhaps entice people to come to your restaurant rather than the one next door. Because like it or not, wherever you practice, there's probably 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe more consultants who are doing the same thing that you do. And if you're just saying I do clinics on a Tuesday, then you are not helping yourself. Although you might feel that you're doing a great job because your patients love you and you get a lot of repeat business, great. Well, we all do. You know, if you're any good at the job, we all do. If you want to separate yourself up from those people, and I'm not like doing down those patients who come and see you for repeat business and the word of mouth referrals. That's absolutely the best source of referrals you can get, and that's, you know, we as I say, we all do rely on that. But it's the other group of patients that I'm talking about here. It's those patients who've not been to see you before, have never heard of you, and who don't know who you are. How are you presenting yourself to make yourself appealing, to make yourself attractive to them? How are you presenting what you can do, maybe how you do it, what sort of ethics you've got, what's your aftercare, what's your take on knee replacements, for instance? You know, do you try and preserve joints, or do you try and do hemiarthroplasties, or do you try and use the latest types or different types of knee replacements to different people, or you know, work with physios to do lots of things prior to surgery or after surgery, or whatever, just something to make that menu look a little bit more appealing than the guy next door who says, yeah, I do knee replacements, me, you know. And most people just say, what do you do? I do knee replacements. Yeah, and you know, how can you kind of dress it up to make it look more appealing, but also to give more value to patients, to basically make them choose you? That's the thing in the first step. We'll talk later about getting, you know, pricing, you know, differentiating in terms of pricing or what have you. But this is just really just differentiating in terms of what you do. And a lot of times there'll be things that you're already doing, so that you don't have to actually think of doing something new. There'll be something that you're already doing, or a way that you're already an angle you already have for how you treat patients. But it's just verbalizing that, and that's kind of, as I say, kind of putting it down on the menu to make that menu look more appealing, rather than just saying, I do knee replacements. You know, I believe in holistic care, and I work with OTs and physios, and we have a schedule for patients with knee pain where we will see you right from the non-surgical treatments through to, you know, whatever, steroid injections or whatever, you know, what would you call it, minimally invasive treatments or something, and you know, in the full gamut of types of knee replacements or whatever. So, you know, just trying to differentiate yourself that to how you do it. Or I specialize in preserving joints, although I, you know, do knee replacements. I will work very hard to avoid a knee replacement. That's my ethos, you know, whatever it may be. Just trying to differentiate yourself from others. It's very important to think about how you're presenting yourself to patients. And as I say, if you think about the restaurant analogy, you know, that is what will drag you into a restaurant. The way the menu looks, the way the lighting is, the way the seating is, the way you're greeted when you come there. And then the food is kind of like a secondary thing, because you only get to sample the food once you've made the decision based on all those things. And unfortunately, you don't know if that food's any good or not. But if those things have been good, you kind of want the food to be good. And even if it's average, you're going to say it's good if all those things were good. So it's a kind of similar sort of thing. I mean, because at the end of the day, most of us are kind of average with the amount, with the sort of treatment that we give, if we're honest with ourselves. The level of clinical care we give is kind of average. It's quite hard to bring yourself, you know, significantly away from the average doctor. if you're doing, I don't know, knee replacements or endoscopies or whatever it is, it's quite hard to differentiate yourself based on the quality of your endoscopy or the quality of your knee replacement. So you have to accept that most times when you go and get some food at a place in town, it's going to be kind of okay. But you can make it exceptional by having a really good experience for patients. And it's a similar thing with this. This is really important about, what are you offering? What is on the menu? And what are you doing to explain to patients what is on the menu and what you can do for them and why they should choose you to do it? So, first one of the year, Happy New Year, as I say, and let's hope that it works out well for us all. See you next week.